Hello, and welcome to the Talk Theater in Chicago news podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Moat, bringing you the theater news for the week of April 3rd, 2006. The Wrecking Ball will soon be coming down on the theater at 2851 North Halsted Street, which is currently the home for Comedy Sports. The theater, which was originally a bakery, played a very, very pivotal role for Chicago's off-loop theater scene. At one point, it was the home of the St. Nicholas Theater, where David Mamet was one of the co-founders, where then it became home to the Steppenwolf Theater, in between the time they were at the Jane Addams Hull House Theater and their current home at 1650 North Halsted. Afterwards, the Organic Touchstone Theater held residence there, and now currently Comedy Sports, the improv company. The Wrecking Ball is scheduled to come down this May, but right beforehand, there's going to be a fabulous farewell party on April 9th. That's right, from 1 to 4 o'clock at 2851 North Halsted. For a $25 ticket, you can enjoy one of the greatest farewell parties that the theater has ever known. Don't miss it. Leaving Iowa is coming back to Chicago. That's right, the critically acclaimed, hilarious family comedy written by Chicago playwrights Tim Clue and Spike Morton will be returning to Chicago for a six-week limited engagement run at the Royal George Theater. This family-friendly show features an original musical score by Bruce Roper of the popular Chicago folk trio Sons of the Never Wrong. This equity production will feature Brad Armacost, Denise Blank, Kelly Cooper, and Brian McCartney. Broadway diva Patti LuPone will once again be singing the words of Stephen Sondheim at the Ravinia Festival. This summer, LuPone will tackle the mother of all stage mothers, Mama Rose, in a staged concert of Gypsy, running August 11th through August 13th. Ravinia first embarked on its annual Stephen Sondheim Festival 6 years ago with a concert version of Sweeney Todd. But due to its extremely popular success, Ravinia has decided to continue the festival. For more information, call 847-266-5100. That's 847-266-5100. Reserve early. This is a guaranteed sellout. The LaSalle Bank Theater will be reopening its doors on May 24th at 7:30 with a concert by Broadway's original Phantom, Michael Crawford. The century-old theater is currently undergoing a 14-month-long multi-million dollar restoration. The tickets for this one-night-only concert will be available at 312-902-1400. Again, that's 312-902-1400. Rounding out the rest of the Broadway in Chicago's 2006-2007 season, the world premiere of The Pirate Queen, running October 3rd to November 26th, The Color Purple, opening in April of 2007, the Pulitzer Prize-winning Doubt will be playing the LaSalle Bank Theater from January 9th through January 28th. Also, George Wendt and Richard Thomas will be starring in 12 Angry Men at the LaSalle Bank Theater from January 30th through February 11th. And the backstage comedy Legends, running from February 20th through March 4th. Some off-season specials will be including the Billy Joel, Twyla Tharp dance musical Movin' Out, and Mamma Mia will be playing at the Cadillac Palace Theater from December 12th through December 31st. The Chicago Federation of Musicians Union is picketing the show The Tribute to Frank, Sammy, Joey, and Dean, the nostalgic Rat Pack Showcase, currently playing at the Royal George Theater, saying that the producers have decided to not hire union musicians. The orchestra currently consists of 12 musicians, none of whom are operating under a union contract. But according to the show's co-producer, Dick Feeney, this is a non-union show. End of conversation. Porchlight Music Theater has announced its 2006-2007 season. The shows for this season include A Wonderful Life, a musical version of a classic movie by Sheldon Harnick, Assassins by Stephen Sondheim, a newer piece called The Teapot Scandal by John Steinhagen, and a revival of Ragtime. The entire season will be performed at the Theater Building Chicago, 1225 West Belmont Avenue. Don't miss it. Theater in Chicago has learned that Elaine Letronic and her son Brian Letronic will be leaving the Chicago Jewish Theater following the current run of Feathers in the Wind. Elaine is the founder and artistic director of the company, which currently performs at 5123 North Clark Street in Andersonville. The troupe had planned to relocate to a larger theater in Skokie for the 2006 and 2007 season, but they will no longer head that endeavor. According to an inside industry source, Elaine and Brian, who is currently the company manager, are dealing with family issues and exhaustion. No word on any replacement for either of the Letronics, although Elaine has offered suggestions of several possibilities to the board of directors. Elaine and Brian, thank you for a great run, and good luck on your future endeavors. This has been your Talk Theater in Chicago news podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Moat, reminding you that theater's happening. Don't miss it.